Socialist Party members and the trade unions made statements. NHS. 3% is not enough. 3% is such an insult to NHS workers. It's a tiny fraction of what health unions have been campaigning for. Our unions must launch a campaign now for members to reject the offer and start preparing for action. Our unions must campaign for a vote for action and show they are prepared to lead a strike. The government thinks it can make working class people pay for its horrific mishandling of the COVID crisis. We need to prove it wrong. Unions must coordinate action across the public and private sector to break the pay freeze/pay restraint that the government is trying to enforce. All the other key workers who kept society running throughout the pandemic deserve a proper pay rise too. We need to link up NHS workers with council workers, teachers and civil servants who've been offered even less or nothing at all. Outsourced workers in the NHS deserve NHS pay and conditions, including a proper pay rise. The fiasco over the NHS pay offer announcement shows the government is deeply divided. It has made U-turn after U-turn. We have the power to force it to U-turn over public sector pay as well. Naomi Byron, hospital worker and recently elected Unison NEC member, in a personal capacity,